This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What patient hearing cannot fix, knowing its limits with truly difficult people. When listening well is not enough to change what is happening. In short, patient hearing is one of the most powerful communication tools you own, but with certain people, it reaches a hard limit the more carefully you listen, the more you enable behavior that will not change without something firmer. Knowing the limit is not a failure of empathy. It is wisdom. Continued listening can reinforce harmful patterns in people who resist accountability. The signs that patient hearing has stopped working are specific and observable. Recognizing the limit is the first step toward choosing a more effective response. Definition: patient hearing limits describe the point at which attentive, sustained listening no longer produces useful change in a difficult person's behavior or attitude. Beyond this threshold, continued listening without adjustment can reinforce resistance, reward manipulation, and drain the listener without benefit to either party. I watched a manager destroy 6 months of goodwill in one meeting. She had done everything right. She had listened carefully to a team member who complained constantly, reflected back his concerns with patience, hearing every grievance without interruption. After each conversation, she felt she had made progress. Then the same complaints returned the following week, word for word. She listened again and again. By the time she came to me, she was exhausted. The team had noticed she had no real boundary with this person, and the difficult team member had actually become bolder. Her patient hearing had been genuine. It had also made things worse. This is not a rare story. Patient hearing is one of the strongest tools in any communicator's kit, and for that reason, its limits are easy to miss. When something works well most of the time, you keep reaching for it. You assume that if careful listening has not fixed the problem yet, you simply need more of it. That assumption is where the damage begins. What follows are the specific signs that patient hearing has reached its limit with a truly difficult person, and the root cause that connects them. The invisible pull toward listening harder. Good communicators are taught to listen more before they act. That instinct is usually right. Most conflict dissolves when people feel genuinely heard, and most of us do not listen nearly enough. So when a situation stays difficult, the natural response is to try harder, listen longer, reflect more carefully, show more patience. The problem is that this response is indistinguishable from giving someone unlimited access to your attention with no expectation of change. For the vast majority of people, your patient hearing is a gift. For a small number, it becomes an arrangement. They are comfortable never leaving. Understanding this does not require you to become hard or suspicious. It requires you to recognize the signs early, before the cost becomes serious. 6 signs that patient hearing has stopped working. 1. The same grievances return after every conversation. What it looks like. You have a careful, thorough conversation. The person seems settled. 2 weeks later, the same complaints reappear with the same intensity as if the previous conversation never happened. Why it happens? Patient hearing resolves distress caused by feeling unheard. If the grievance is not about feeling unheard, but about avoiding responsibility or maintaining a position of complaint, hearing it again changes nothing. Why it matters? You are spending real time and emotional energy on a loop that has no exit. Meanwhile, you may be learning how unmet needs drive team conflict, but this person is not bringing unmet needs. They are bringing a habit. What to do? After the next conversation, name the pattern directly and calmly. We have spoken about this several times. I want to understand what would need to change for this to feel different. This much I know for certain: if you cannot name the loop, you cannot leave it. 2. The conversation is entirely one-directional. What it looks like. You listen, reflect, ask questions, and check understanding. The other person never asks how you're doing, never acknowledges the impact of their behavior on you or others, and shows no curiosity about your perspective. Why it happens. Genuine dialogue requires reciprocity. Some people have learned, often without realizing it, that attentive listeners are a resource to be used rather than a relationship to be tended. Why it matters. One-sided dialogue is not communication. It is an audience. You are avoiding difficult conversations by filling the silence with more listening rather than naming what you observe. What to do. Introduce yourself into the conversation. I want to share something from my side of this. If they redirect immediately back to themselves, That tells you something important. Patient hearing given unconditionally teaches people that unconditional attention is simply available. 3. Your listening is used as evidence against you. What it looks like. Things you said during careful, empathic conversations are later quoted back selectively, used to justify the other person's position, or presented to others as your agreement with views you never endorsed. Why it happens. Some people interpret your reflective listening. So what I hear you saying is as confirmation that you agree. Others do it deliberately, because your careful attention signals openness they can exploit. Why it matters. This is genuinely non-obvious, and it has ended more than a few professional relationships I have seen up close. If your patient hearing is being used as a weapon, continuing to offer it is not virtuous. It is careless. What to do? Be explicit at the start of sensitive conversations. I'm going to listen carefully, and that means reflecting back what you say. It does not mean I agree. Confirm any agreement separately and in writing. Here is the truth of it. Generosity without clarity is not generosity at all. It is an open door. 4. You feel worse after every conversation. What it looks like. You leave each exchange feeling drained, unsettled, or vaguely responsible for problems that are not yours. There is no sense of connection, only a sense of having been through something. Why it happens. Listening that produces genuine connection leaves you tired, but satisfied. Listening that is weaponized or exploited leaves you depleted in a different way of flatness, sometimes a low-grade resentment you cannot quite justify. Why it matters. Your emotional state after a conversation is data. It is telling you whether your patient hearing is doing work or simply being consumed. If you recognize this pattern, consider reading more about amygdala hijack and how sustained pressure activates stress responses even in experienced listeners. What to do. After your next conversation with this person, write one sentence about how you feel. Do this 3 times. If the pattern is consistent depletion, you have your answer. I have made this mistake myself. I told myself I was being professional. I was actually being slowly worn down. 5. The person escalates when you try to gently redirect. What it looks like. Any attempt to introduce a different perspective, a gentle challenge, or a question about their role in the situation is met with defensiveness, accusations, or an escalation of their original grievance. Why it happens. For patient hearing to work, the other person must be willing, even slightly, to be changed by the conversation. When someone escalates at the first sign of challenge, they are signaling that the conversation is not open to influence. You may want to understand the full picture of amygdala hijack in team settings to distinguish genuine distress from deliberate escalation. Why it matters. If redirection causes escalation, you will eventually stop redirecting. That is the outcome this person, consciously or not, is producing. What to do? Do not back down from the redirection, but do not escalate either. Pause, hold the position calmly, and return to it. I heard what you said. I still want to come back to the question I asked. 6. Accountability is never reached, regardless of how long you listen. What it looks like. No matter how thorough and patient the conversation, the discussion never arrives at any acknowledgement of the person's own contribution to the problem. The difficulty always belongs elsewhere. Why it happens. Patient hearing creates the conditions for accountability, but it cannot create the willingness. That has to come from the other person. When accountability avoidance is deeply embedded, more listening only gives the person more time to reinforce their own narrative. Why it matters. Teams notice this. When one person is never accountable and the manager keeps having careful conversations with them, trust erodes. If you have tried starting a difficult conversation and found that even a well-framed opening produces no movement, patient hearing alone will not get you there. What to do? Shift from exploratory listening to direct naming. I notice that in our conversations, we rarely talk about what you might do differently. I would like to try that today. The root cause behind all of these signs. Each of these signs is different on the surface. That they share a single root, the assumption that being heard is what the difficult person needs. For most people, that assumption is correct. Feeling heard unlocks movement, openness, and cooperation. But for a small number of people, being heard is not a need they're trying to meet. It is a resource they're trying to secure. Patient hearing, in that context, does not resolve the problem. It sustains it. The root cause is not a failure of your listening. It is a mismatch between the tool and the situation. You have been using a key on a lock it was never designed to open. A quick diagnostic. Has patient hearing reached its limit? Read each statement and mark it honestly. Yes or no? The same core complaint has returned in more than 3 separate conversations. I cannot recall a single time this person asked for my perspective or checked how I was doing. I've left conversations feeling empty out there when I arrived. Something I said while listening carefully was later used against me or misrepresented. Any gentle challenge or redirection has led to a stronger version of the original complaint. This person has never acknowledged any role they play in the situation. I find myself preparing carefully before each conversation, but dreading it anyway. Scoring 0 to 2 yes answers. Patient hearing is still doing work. Stay with it and consider whether passive-aggressive behavior might be complicating the picture. 3 to 4 yes answers. You are approaching the limit. Start introducing direct naming and light accountability questions into your conversations. 5 to 7 yes answers. Patient hearing has likely stopped working here. You need a different approach, possibly involving a third party, a formal process, or a direct boundary. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where to go from here? The first move is not to stop listening. It is to stop listening without expectation. Bring a clear question into your next conversation and stay with it. What do you think you could do differently here? Listen to the answer, but do not let the conversation leave without reaching it. If that produces movement, patient hearing still has a role to play alongside firmer structure. If it produces another escalation or another round of deflection, you've confirmed what the diagnostic already told you. The path forward may involve recovering after a conversation goes badly wrong, or it may require escalating to a formal process. Patient hearing limits are not a personal failing. They are a signal. The courageous response is not to listen harder. It is to recognize what you are dealing with and choose a tool that fits. Frequently asked questions. What are the limits of patient hearing with difficult people? Patient hearing helps most people feel understood, but it cannot change someone who is not willing to change. When a person uses your listening as a platform for repeated complaint, deflection, or manipulation, hearing them more carefully will not solve the problem. You need a different tool. How do you know when patient hearing is no longer working? The clearest sign is that nothing changes despite repeated careful listening. If the same grievances return week after week, if the other person never asks how you are, or if you feel drained rather than connected after every conversation, patient hearing has reached its limit. Can patient hearing make a difficult person worse? Yes, with certain people, consistent attentive listening signals that their behavior is acceptable and will always be rewarded with your attention. This can reinforce the very patterns you are trying to resolve. Knowing when to stop is as important as knowing how to listen well. What should you do when patient hearing stops working? Start by naming what you observe without blame. Move from listening to a structured conversation with clear boundaries and expectations. If the person continues to resist accountability, the issue may require a formal process, a third party, or a decision about the relationship itself. Is patient hearing the same as active listening? They overlap, but are not identical. Active listening is a set of techniques paraphrasing, asking questions, reflecting back. Patient hearing is the sustained commitment to hear someone fully before responding. Patient hearing is the attitude. Active listening is the method. Both have limits with truly resistant people. Why does patient hearing feel like it should always work? Because it works so well in most situations. When you listen carefully, most people soften, open up, and become more reasonable. That success creates a false belief that more listening will fix any problem. With a small number of people, that belief will cost you time, energy, and credibility. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit imonblackthorne.com to get your copy.